Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ready Tonight with BNGN tonight and our Wednesday night Bible study. Welcome. Let us get right in. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for this day that this is the day that you have made the kindness for us. We thank you for new ways and new grace, oh God. We thank you about this time that you allowed us to come down into the throne of grace to receive one tonight. Amen. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you afford to us great and mighty your word. As we study your word, oh God, hallelujah, that we show ourselves approved unto you, oh God, rightly dividing the word of God, that we need not be ashamed, amen. Hallelujah, that we'll be able to give a word in our in and out of season, that our words will be peaceful with God, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, Father God. Lord, we ask you to find your God in this call, oh God. Open up our minds, oh God. Open up our spirit to receive, oh God. Oh, do a new thing in us, Lord, and do, oh God, that change will come. Hallelujah, speed me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. God, we want to be the same, oh God. We're going to be changed by your word on tonight. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name to have your way right now. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We ain't thank you, but again, still we thank you. We come against every hindrance spirit on the God tonight, every unteachable spirit, hallelujah, every spirit of unbelief, every fighting spirit, every spirit of resistance and fairness, every jealous spirit, amen. Every spirit of complaining and murmuring, every spirit of accused out of brethren, hallelujah, we come against every spirit of oppression, depression, anxiety, worry, fear, pride, self-righteousness, self-pity, self-delusion, self-criticalness, and we command you to cease your words and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Have your way, Holy Spirit, right now. Hallelujah, we come against every spirit of pain, hate, discomfort, sickness, disease, virus, infirmity, affliction, inflammation, right now, and we command you to cease your words and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we are delivered and set free right now by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for keeping us, oh God. And we can't thank you enough, but we thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord God. We come against every spirit of frustration, procrastination, hesitation, stagnation. Hallelujah, spirit of distraction right now. And we command you to cease your work and die at the root of come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. Go ahead and ask that you continue to move on this right now, God, as we get to ease with you tonight and this Bible study of blessing. Hallelujah. The power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior, that redeems us, that sanctifies us, that heals us, hallelujah, that makes all things new. We thank you for your shed blood, Christ Jesus. We love you. We give it all over to you right now. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church, give God our praise, glory, and honor, because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Again, welcome everyone. Welcome to the Bible study. Amen, amen. Oh, who could be here on tonight at this hour? We thank God for you. We're still studying the lesson of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, what it means for us, those that believe. Amen. Tonight we're going to talk about reconciliation through the blood. We are reconciled through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we just thank God for the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. That's all I can say is just glory. Hallelujah. Thanking God for the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Amen. There's reconciliation through the blood, church. The Bible says in Romans 3, 24-25. Amen. Romans 3, verse 24-25. Romans 3, verse 24-25, it reads, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God had set forth to be a propitiation, y'all, propitiation, reconciliation is what it means, through faith in his blood. As we have seen, you all, several distinct blessings have been procured for us by the power of the blood of Jesus, which are all included in the one word, redemption. Among these blessings, reconciliation takes the first place, you all. Amen. So God has sent for Jesus to be a reconciliation through faith in his blood. So in our Lord's work of redemption, reconciliation naturally comes first. It stands first also among the things that must be done by the sinner who desires to have a share in redemption. Amen. So through it, a participation in the other blessings of redemption is made possible. Also, of a great importance is that the believer who has already received reconciliation should obtain a deeper and more spiritual idea of its meaning and blessedness. Amen. So if the power of the blood in redemption is rooted in reconciliation, then a fuller knowledge of reconciliation is the celestial way to obtain a fuller experience of the power of the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. See, the heart that is surrendered, you all, to the teaching of the Holy Spirit will surely learn what reconciliation means. May our hearts, you all, be open wide to receive it. You have to be open to receive it. Amen. To understand what reconciliation by the blood means, I want us to consider these two things here. First, it is sin that has made reconciliation necessary. Understanding that first. First, it is sin that has made reconciliation necessary. Hallelujah. Second, it is God's holiness that foreordained reconciliation. Third, it is the blood of Jesus that obtained it. And last, you all, there is pardon that results from it. Amen. If you're writing it down, I'm going to say it again, but you can also go back and listen to it for yourself, because everything here done on this platform is archived. So first, it is sin that has made reconciliation necessary. Second, it is God's holiness that foreordained reconciliation. Third, it is the blood of Jesus that obtained it. Amen. And last, there is pardon that results from it. Amen. So sin made reconciliation necessary, church. In all the work of Christ, in all, and above all, in reconciliation, God's objective is the removal and destruction of sin. Amen. Knowledge of sin is necessary for the knowledge of reconciliation. So we need to understand what there is in sin that needs reconciliation and how reconciliation renders sin powerless. Then faith has something to take hold of, and the experience of that blessing is made possible. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So sin has had a twofold effect. It has had an effect on God as well as on man, and we are mankind. So we generally emphasize its effect on, hallelujah, hallelujah. We emphasize you all here. I want you to understand, we generally emphasize its effect on man, but the effect it has exercised on God is more terrible and serious. Because of this effect on God, sin has its power over us. So God, as Lord of all, could not overlook sin. It is his unalterable law, you all, that sin must bring forth sorrow and death. So when man fell into sin, he, by that law of God, was brought under the power of sin. So redemption must begin with the law of God. For if sin is made powerless, understand this, for if sin is made powerless against God and the law of God gives sin no authority over us, then its power over us is destroyed. Amen? The knowledge that sin is speechless before God assures us that it no longer has authority over us. So what then, you all, was the effect of sin upon God? What then is the effect of sin upon God? All right? So in his, I'm going to answer this for us today. In his divine nature, you all, he ever remains unchanged and unchangeable, but in his relationship and conduct toward mankind, an entire change has taken place. Sin is disobedience, a contempt of the authority of God. It seeks to rob God of his honor as God and Lord. Sin is determined opposition to a holy God. We must understand that. Sin is determined opposition to a holy God. It not only can, but it must awaken his wrath. We have to understand that more in depth of that and understand that what sin really truly does, what it does to God. So sin is a term in opposition to a holy God. It not only can, but it must awaken his wrath. You all, in the work of Christ, God's objective is the removal and destruction of sin. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. So while it was God's desire to continue in love and friendship with mankind, sin has compelled him to become an opponent. So although the love of God toward mankind remains unchanged, sin made it impossible for him to allow mankind to have fellowship with himself. So it has compelled him, you all, to pour out upon mankind his wrath and praise and punishment instead of his love. We see this so much in the Bible and Old Testament. The change that sin has caused in God's relationship to man is enormous. It is enormous. Man is guilty before God. Guilt is debt. D-E-B-T. D-E-B-T, debt. So we know what debt is. We all know that. As adults, amen, it is something that one person can demand from another, a claim that must be met and settled. So when sin is committed, its after effects may not be noticed, but its guilt remains. The sinner is guilty. God cannot disregard his own demand that sin must be punished, and his glory, which has been dishonored, must be upheld. So as long as the debt is not discharged, my God, or the guilt, you all, expiate, you all, it is in the nature of the case impossible for a holy God to allow the sinner to come into his presence. We're talking about a holy God. We serve the holy God, almighty God, creator of all, amen? So we often think that the great question for us is how we can be delivered from the indwelling power of sin. But that is a question of less importance than how we can be delivered from the guilt that is heaped up before God. Hallelujah. So can the guilt of sin be removed? That is a question. Can the effect of sin upon God in awakening his wrath be removed? Can sin be blotted out before God? If these things can be done, the power of sin will be broken in us also. Amen? It would be broken in us also. The guilt of sin can be removed only through reconciliation. Only through, you all, reconciliation. Jesus came so that we could be reconciled. We're reconciled through the blood of Christ. You all, the word translated as reconciliation means actually to cover. Even heathen people had an idea of this. But in Israel, God revealed a reconciliation that could so truly cover and remove the guilt of sin that the original relationship between God and man can be entirely restored. Hallelujah. Can we just say thank you, Lord, for restoration tonight? Thank you, Lord, for restoration. Hallelujah. This is what true reconciliation must do. It must so remove the guilt of sin, which is the effect of sin on God, that man can draw near to God in the blessed assurance that there is no longer the least guilt resting on him to keep him away from God. My God, my God. And I pray that prayer for us all. Hallelujah. That spirit of guilt, the spirit of shame, amen. Your reconciliation for a day by the holiness of God. So if we are to understand reconciliation correctly, we must also consider the holiness of God. That foreordained is of God's holiness is his infinite glorious perfection, which leads him always to desire what is good in others as well as in himself. So he bestows and works out what is good in others, and he hates and condemns all that is opposed to what is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're just now tuning in at this hour, we are here in Bible study tonight, and we are still in the lesson of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, and what it means for our life. And we're talking about being reconciliation through the blood. So in his holiness, you all, both the love and wrath of God are united. His love bestows itself. And according to divine law of righteousness, his wrath casts out and consumes what is evil. It consumes what is evil. It is as the Holy One that God ordained reconciliation in Israel and took up his abode in the mercy seat. It is the Holy One that he, in expectation of the New Testament times, so often called himself thy Redeemer, of the Holy One of Israel. We see this in the book of Isaiah 41 and 14. So it is as the Holy One that God worked out his plan of reconciliation in Christ. Amen? Amen? Okay. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So the question is, you all ask, so can the guilt of sin be removed? Can the guilt of sin be removed? The answer is yes. Yes, through the blood of Christ, yes. The wonder of this plan, you all, is that both the holy love and the holy wrath of God find satisfaction in it. Apparently, they were in irreconcilable strife with one another. The holy love was unwilling to let man go, notwithstanding all his sin. It could not give him up. He had to be redeemed. The holy wrath, likewise, could not surrender its demand. The law had been despised, you all. God had been dishonored. God's life had to be upheld. There could be no thought of releasing the sinner as long as the law was not satisfied. The terrible effect of sin on God had to be counteracted. The guilt of sin had to be removed. Otherwise, the sinner could not be delivered. The only possible solution was reconciliation. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. See, we have seen that reconciliation means covering. It means that something else has taken the place where sin was established, so that sin can no longer be seen by God. But because God is the Holy One and his eyes are as a flame of fire, we see this in the book of Revelation 1 and 14, that his eyes are a flame of fire, for God is the Holy One. That which covers sin must be something of such a nature that is really counteractive the evil that sin had done, and also that it blotted out sin before God so that it was really destroyed and was not now to be seen. So reconciliation for sin can take place only by satisfaction. Satisfaction is reconciliation. Amen. And as satisfaction is through a substitute, sin can be punished and the sinner can be saved. Hallelujah. I mean, us once was a sinner, but now we are delivered. We are reconciled through the blood of Christ. Amen. So God's holiness also will be glorified and its demands will be met. The demand of God's love would be satisfied in the redemption of the sinner, and the demand of his righteousness would be satisfied in the maintenance of the glory of God and of his law. Hallelujah. So we know how this was set forth in the Old Testament laws of the offerings. A clean animal took the place of a guilty man. His sin was laid by confession on the head of the animal, which bore the punishment by surrendering his life unto death. Then the blood representing the clean life that now through the bearing of punishment is free from guilt can be brought into God's presence. The blood or life of the animal has borne the punishment in place of the sinner. So that blood made reconciliation and covered the sinner and his sins because it had taken his place and atoned for his sin. So there was reconciliation in the blood, amen? There was reconciliation in the blood, but that was not a reality. The blood of a cattle or of goats could never take away sin. It was only a shadow, a picture of the real reconciliation. My Lord, my God. Blood, you are blood of a total different character was necessary for an effective covering of guilt. According to the plan of the Holy God, nothing less than the blood of God's own Son could bring about reconciliation. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Righteousness demanded it. Love offered it. I'll say that again. Righteousness demanded it and love offered it. My Lord, my God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation as you all through faith in his blood. Amen. With reconciliation through his blood. Reconciliation obtained by the blood of Jesus. Our third point of consideration here tonight is that reconciliation must satisfy the demands of God's holy law. The Lord Jesus accomplished this, amen, hallelujah, by a willing and perfect obedience. by a willing and perfect obedience, he fulfilled the law under which he had placed himself in the same spirit of complete surrender to the will of the Father. He brought the curse that the law had pronounced against sin. He rendered in fullest measure of obedience or punishment all the law of God could ever ask or desire. The law was perfectly satisfied by him. Amen. But how can his fulfilling of the demands of the law be reconciliation for the sins of others? Because both in creation and in the holy covenant of grace that the Father had made with him, he was recognized as the head of the human race. He was recognized as the head of the human race. My Lord, my God, amen. Hallelujah. That satisfaction and satisfaction, you all, is reconciliation. Satisfaction is reconciliation. Because of this, he was able, by becoming flesh, to become the second Adam. When he, the Word, became flesh, he placed himself in a real fellowship with our flesh, which was under the power of sin, and he assumed, hallelujah, the responsibility for everything that sin had done in the flesh against God. His perfection and obedience were not merely those of one man among others, but those of him who had placed himself in fellowship with all other men and who had taken their sin upon himself. Amen? Hallelujah. As head of mankind through creation, as their hallelujah, as his representative, you all, in the covenant, he became their surety as a perfect satisfaction of the demands of the law. Hallelujah, was accomplished by the shedding of his blood. This was the reconciliation, the covering of our sin. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You are above all. We must never forget that he was God. We must not forget that he was God. This bestowed the divine power on him to unite himself with his creatures and to take them up into himself. Bestowed on his sufferings a virtue of infinite holiness and power. It made the merit of his bloodshed more than sufficient to deal with all the guilt of human sin. Amen. It made his blood such a real reconciliation, such a perfect covering of sin that the holiness of God no longer beholds it. Amen. Sin has been, in truth, blotted out, amen, blotted out. The blood of Jesus, God's Son, has procured our real, perfect, and eternal reconciliation, amen. That's something to talk about today, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. What does this mean? What does this mean? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. As spoken before, you are the awful effect of sin on God, and of the terrible change that took place in heaven through sin, instead of favor, friendship, blessing, and the life of God from heaven, man had nothing to look for except wrath, curse, death, and perdition. So he could think of God only with fear and terror, without hope and without love. Sin never ceased to call for vengeance. Guilt had to be dealt with in full. It had to be dealt with in full. But see, y'all, the blood of Jesus, God's Son, hallelujah, has been shed. Atonement for sin has been made. Peace is restored. A change has taken place again, as real and widespread as that which sin has brought about. For those who receive the reconciliation, sin has been brought to nothing. The wrath of God turns around and hides itself in the deep, in the depth of divine love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are the righteousness of God, no longer terrifies men. It meets him as a friend with an offer of complete justification. Hallelujah. God's countenance beams you all with pleasure and approval as the penitent sinner draws near to him, and he invites him to imitate fellowship. He opens for him a treasure of blessing. There is nothing now that can separate him from God. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, 38 through 39, there is nothing that can separate us from God. Amen? Nothing. We have been reconciled to the blood of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Sin has been blotted out by the blood of Jesus. Amen? The reconciliation through the blood of Jesus has covered his sin. They no longer appear in God's sight. God no longer attributes sin to him. Reconciliation has brought out a perfect and eternal redemption. Amen. Ah, my Lord, my God. Oh, how is that? Who can tell the weight of the precious blood? Who? The question is, oh, who can tell the worth of this precious blood? It is no wonder that mention will forever, it's no wonder that mention will forever be made of that blood in the song of the redeemed and through all eternity. As long as heaven lasts, the praise of the blood will be resound, you all. We look in the book of Revelation 5 and 9. It says, though we're slain and has redeemed us to God by the blood. Revelation 5 and 9, though was slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood. But here is the wonder, that the redeemed on earth do not more heartily join in that song, and that they are not abounding in praise for reconciliation that the power of the blood has accomplished. My Lord, my God, if we just understand and know the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and what it has done for us and what it means for us. You are part and foul is reconciliation. That the blood has made reconciliation for sin and covered it. And that as a result of this, such a wonderful change has taken place in the heavenly realms. All this will avail us nothing unless we obtain a personal share in it. It is in the pardon of sin that it takes place. Amen. God has offered a perfect acquittal, you all. Hallelujah. A perfect acquittal from all our sin and guilt. Will you receive it today if you have not? Will you receive that today? Because reconciliation has been made for sin. We can now be reconciled to God. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses upon us. I'm sorry, y'all. Unto him, according to the Bible in 2 Corinthians 5 and 19. Forgive me, my tongue gets tired up sometime. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and I'm going to repeat that. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 19, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Hallelujah. Following this word of reconciliation is the invitation. Be ye reconciled to God. Verse 20, be ye reconciled to God. Whoever receives reconciliation for sin is reconciled to God. He knows that all his sins are forgiven. So we know that all our sins are forgiven. Amen. The scriptures, you all, use many illustrations, many illustrations to emphasize the fullness of forgiveness and to convince the fearful heart of the sinner that the blood has really taken his sin away. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Isaiah, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions and as a cloud thy sin. In the book of Isaiah 44 and 22, the Bible says in Isaiah 38 and 17, thou hast cast out all sins behind thy back. Isaiah 38 and 17, I repeat that again. Thou hast cast out all sins behind my back. Micah 7 and 19, thy wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah 50 and 20, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be confounded, for I will pardon them whom I reserve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we see it here in scriptures. You all, this is what the New Testament calls justification. It is thus named in Romans, in the book of Romans. If you go to Romans chapter 3, verse 23 to 26, or write it down for yourself to go back to it. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 to 26. Hallelujah. 23 to 26. The Bible says, for all have sinned, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a reconciliation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Amen. So perfect is the reconciliation. Perfect is the reconciliation. And so really has sin been covered, amen, and blotted out, that he who believes in Christ Jesus is looked upon and treated by God as entirely righteous. The acquittal that has, hallelujah, the acquittal that he has received from God is so complete that there is nothing, absolutely nothing to prevent him from approaching God with the utmost freedom. Hallelujah. With the utmost freedom, my Lord, my God. Amen. You all for the enjoyment of, hallelujah, of this blessedness, you all. Nothing is necessary except faith in the blood. The blood alone has done everything. Everything. Hallelujah. The penitent, you all, sinner, who turns from his sin to God needs only faith in that blood. That is, he needs only faith in the power of the blood. That it has truly atoned for sin, and that it really has atoned for him. Through that faith, he knows that he is fully reconciled to God, and that there is now not the least thing to hinder God's pouring out on him the fullness of his love and blessing. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We're going to wrap up here, you all. I thank God for everyone that's on here tonight. If you have any questions or comments, I will ask you to write those down and to send those over to us, and we'll answer those on our next Bible study. Amen. If you can write those down and just think about everything that we talked about on tonight, everything that was in the lesson on tonight, and you can always go back and listen again. Any questions, write those down. Hallelujah. We're going to answer those on our next Bible study lesson. At the beginning, we'll go over any questions that you may have or think of later. A lot of times we hear, may not have any questions at the time, but if you jot down anything here in Bible study and you have a question about it, we're going to ask you to write that down tonight, and then we'll go over, we'll do a recap on next Wednesday in our Bible study. Amen. Amen. I'm going to wrap up here. You all, whoever receives reconciliation is completely forgiven. So if you receive reconciliation, understand that you're completely forgiven. If he looks towards heaven, which formerly was covered with clouds, black with God's wrath and coming awful judgment, those clouds are no longer to be seen. Everything is bright in the glad light of God's faith and God's love. Faith in the blood manifests in his heart the same wonder, working power that is exercised in heaven. Through faith in the blood, he becomes partaker of all the blessings that the blood has obtained for him from God. Amen? For him from God. Man and woman, mankind. Fellow believers, pray earnestly that the Holy Spirit may reveal to you the glory of this reconciliation and the pardon of your sins made yours through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Pray for enlightened hearts to see how completely the accusing, amen, and the condemning power of your sin has been removed, and how God, in the fullness of his love and good pleasure, has turned toward you. Amen. Open your hearts to the Holy Spirit so that he may reveal in you the glorious effect that the blood has had in heaven. God has set forth Jesus Christ himself as a reconciliation through faith in his blood. Hallelujah. He is the reconciliation for our sins. Rely on him as having already, hallelujah, hallelujah, having him already covered your sin before God. Set him, you got to believe this. You have to have faith. Set him between yourself and your sins, and you will experience how complete you are, how complete the redemption is that he has accomplished, and how powerful the reconciliation through faith in his blood. Amen? Then through the living Christ, the powerful effects of that blood has brought about in heaven will increasingly be manifested in your heart, and you will know what it means to walk by the Spirit's grace in the full light and enjoyment of forgiveness. And hallelujah. Glory to God. And you who have not yet obtained forgiveness of your sins, does this word not come to you as an urgent claim to faith in his blood? Hallelujah. That's a question. That's a question. Will you never allow yourself to be moved by what God has done for you as a sinner? The Bible says in 1 John 4:10, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son, his only begotten son, to be the reconciliation for our sins, the precious blood of Jesus. And the Bible, I'm wrapping up here, you all, in 2 Corinthians 5:20. Hallelujah. The precious blood, the vine, has been shed. Reconciliation is complete. and the message comes to you, be reconciled to God. If you repent of your sins, and if you desire to be delivered from sin's power and bondage, exercise faith in the blood. Open your heart to the influence of the word that God has sent to be spoken to you. Open your heart to the message so that the blood can deliver you. Yes, even you, this moment, only believe it. Say, this blood is also for me. If you come as a guilty, lost sinner, longing for pardon, you may rest assured that the blood, which has already made a perfect reconciliation, immediately covers your sin and restores you to the favor and love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I urge you, exercise faith in the blood. This moment, bow down before God and tell him that you do believe in the power of the blood for your own soul. Having said that, stand by it, cling to it, through faith in his blood, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, Jesus Christ will be the reconciliation for your sins also. God bless you all. You have a good night. Like I said, if you have any questions or comments, please write those down. Save them for us for our next Bible study. Amen. We are in our 31 days of a prayer on our prayer line, and so I had to come on a little bit early to go ahead and record the lesson for you all so that it can still go forward. We just thank God for this opportunity to be able to give you an understanding of the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth as we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us and we receive reconciliation through the blood of Christ, knowing that we are free and we are free indeed. Hallelujah. From the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will continue to bless God, heal, deliver, set free, that we'll come to know and understand the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, that has delivered us and has saved us. Amen. That we're walking to it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the life that is upright and pleasing to God, Father, Lord, that we leave this line but never your presence, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you be with us, oh God, and let our family members and camping and warring angels around us. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do in the life of those that believe. And Lord, we ask for others that they will come to believe and know, amen, and be reconciled to you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. We love you and we thank God for you. You all have a blessed night in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, Jesus is Lord and the devil is defeated. And you are reconciled through the blood of Christ Jesus. And we thank God. Thank you, Jesus, for the shed blood on the cross of Calvary. We bless your name, God. You have a good night.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all.